When I was in the womb, I had my birth umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. And I was lodged upright the 3 days before I was born, with my foot down my mother's pelvis. I didn't want to come out, and so they cut me out. 3 days ago, 3 weeks ago, my sister Celia was born. Her birth was magical. My mother told me that during the last hour before she was born, she felt like she was being orbited by life and death. And she chose to go one direction. And out came life. The bathtub is sort of
when I
like
was in the womb,
a womb. I had my birth umbilical cord wrapped around my neck.
I could spend my whole life
upright
in there.
The 3 days before I was born, with my foot
floating
down my mother's pelvis. I didn't want to come out.
I let my
so
hands rise.
Let my back
three
fall.
3 days ago, 3 weeks ago,
my sister Celia was born.
When I'm
her
in the bath, my mind is wiped clean.
Magical. I'm alive. My mother told me that during the last hour before she was born, when my limbs get tired,
she felt
and my
like
fingers pucker,
she was being orbited.
I extend one and then the other over the edge of the porcelain.
And death.
Which somehow always manages
and
to
she
be
chose
so cold
to go one direction.
And out came life. I went to the oral
the
history workshop
sort of
when I
like
was in the womb,
a womb
with Suzanne
I had
Snyder
birth
yesterday. Umbilical cord wrapped around my neck.
I could
and
spend
I
my whole life in
upright
there.
The 3 days before I was born, she said, "Silence,
my
foot
floating
down, my mother's
is an invitation."
Pelvis. I didn't want to come out.
I let
so
my hands
rise. Let my back
three
fall.
3 days ago, 3 weeks ago.
When you're talking to someone else and you look into
Celia
their eyes,
was born.
It diffuses
when
the
I'm
power
in the
dynamic.
My mind is wiped clean.
Magical. Conversation is a shared space. My mother told me that during the last hour before she was born.
But questions
my limbs
aren't
get
a shared
tired
space.
She felt
and my
like
fingers pucker.
She was being orbited. I extend one and then
by
the
life
other over the edge of the porcelain.
And death.
You ask a question and sometimes
which somehow always manages
you
to
want a specific response.
To
go one direction. You've already
not
written
gameplay
the history, the meaning, the connection, and then that space is no longer an invitation. I went to the oral history workshop
sort of
when I
like
was in the womb.
A womb
with Suzanne Snyder yesterday. Umbilical cord wrapped.
I spent the second half of my childhood growing up on a farm in Iowa.
The 3 days before I was born.
Nobody in my family knew how to run it or how to beat back the brush that was overtaking the house and all of the outbuildings and upending the swing set.
Let my hands rise.
But
let my back fall.
The Thanksgiving I was 12.
When you're talking to someone else.
We invited my WASPy grandparents for Thanksgiving feast anyway.
It diffuses the power dynamic. My mind is wiped clean.
Magical. We lived in that house for 2 years.
Conversation is a shared space.
And I think my parents were trying to prove something.
That
not that they were farmers, but that their whimsical lifestyle could result in a beautifully cooked turkey.
She was being orbited. I extend one.
But then,
and then the other.
First the hot water went.
Over the edge of the porcelain. Death. You ask a question.
A few hours later, the cold water went.
You
want a specific the night before Thanksgiving. Everyone was in town.
You've already written the history.
And my father and I
meaning
waded through the puddle of water in the basement
and that
of our four-square farmhouse.
It's no longer an invitation.
And due to the way the house was constructed, I knew exactly the room that I was under. I was under the kitchen, and we were trying to find the pipes. And in the very back corner, cut into the wall, which was made of concrete, there was a little hole that was higher than my head at the time. And it was covered in barbed wire. There was wire stuffed. It was rusty metal. And so we yanked it out. And behind it, there were all of these broken, rusty pipes, spurting water everywhere. And so we washed the dishes for Thanksgiving feast with a hose through the kitchen window. I went to the oral history workshop.
My mom and I are constantly texting.
With Suzanne
Snyder yesterday.
But
umbilical cord.
Not to tell each other about
my childhood,
how our days are.
Growing
how
up
we
on
feel.
A farm in Iowa.
The 3 days. So much as to collect. Nobody in my family knew how to run it or how to beat back the brush that was overtaking the house and all of the outbuildings and upending the swing set.
Let my hands rise.
Everything is always a story.
But let my back fall.
The Thanksgiving I was 12.
When you're talking to someone else.
We invited
the most
my
important things
that she could have taught me for Thanksgiving feast anyway.
It diffuses
when
the
I'm
power
the
dynamic.
Dynamic.
My mind is wiped clean.
Magical. We lived in that house for 2 years.
Conversation.
During her labor,
space.
She texted me.
And I
the
think
entire
my parents
time
were
trying to prove something.
That.
My
not
stepfather
that they were
was asleep in a chair beside her, but that their whimsical lifestyle
and she was
could result
me.
In a beautifully
she
cooked turkey.
She was
about the death
orbited.
And the life that was
one.
Orbiting.
And then the other.
First the hot water went.
The porcelain death. You ask
and
a question.
A few
so
hours
powerful.
Later, the cold water went. You want
a
specific
so
the
powerful
night before
to hear that, but not to be there.
Everyone was in
to
town.
To be reading her writing.
You've already not written the history.
Funnily enough, I was in the bathtub.
My father and I.
And my sister was born at 2:30
waited
in the
through
morning.
The puddle of water in the basement
and that
of our four-square farmhouse.
It's no longer an invitation. And due to the way the house was constructed, I knew exactly the room that I was under.
We were both floating.
I was under the kitchen, and
when she was
we were
born,
trying to find the pipes.
I got out.
And in the very
I told
back
my mother,
corner, cut into the wall, which was made of concrete. There
she's
was
a life
little
vessel.
Hole that was higher than my head at the time. And it was covered in barbed wire. There was wire stuffed. It was rusty metal. And so we yanked it out. And behind it, there were all of these broken, rusty pipes, spurting water everywhere. And so we washed the dishes for Thanksgiving feast with a hose through the kitchen window.
I went to the oral history workshop.
My mom and I are constantly texting. Names are such a funny thing.
I saw my Snyder yesterday.
But
umbilical cord.
Not to tell each other about how our days are
growing
or how we
on
feel.
A farm in Iowa.
On one hand, so much is to collect a name
my family
is a concrete label.
Or how to
and our names
the brush that
rests our identity
the house
and all of the outbuildings. But it's an identity that's chosen for us, not by us in most situations.
The Thanksgiving, I was 12.
When you're talking to someone else,
we invited
the most
my
important thing that
she
could have taught me
for Thanksgiving feast anyway.
It diffuses
when
the
I'm
power
back,
dynamics.
My mind is wiped clean.
Magical. We lived in that house for 2 years.
Conversation.
During her labor, she texted me.
And
the
I think
entire
my parents
time
were trying to prove something.
That
my
not
stepfather
that they were
was asleep in a chair beside her,
but that their whimsical lifestyle
and she was
could result
me
in a beautifully cooked turkey. About the death
orbited,
and the life that
in
was
in a name you have identity.
First the hot water
but
went.
In naming, you have an action.
A
few hours later, the cold water went.
To name is to
so
identify.
To be there.
Everyone was in
to
town.
To be reading her writing.
You've already
to ascribe meaning.
Funnily enough, I was in the bathtub.
My father and I
and my sister
to ascribe identity.
Waited
through the puddle of
which
water
is in the
to identify.
Our four-square farmhouse
is no longer an invitation.
And due to the way the house was constructed, I knew exactly the room that I was under.
We were both floating.
I was under the kitchen, and
I've
when
never
she
chosen
was
a name that's not a joke.
Pipes.
I got out.
And in the very
I told
back
my mother,
corner, cut into the wall, which was made of concrete, there
she's
was
a life
little
vessel.
Hole that was higher than my head at the time. And it was covered in barbed wire. There was wire stuffed. It was rusty metal, and so we yanked it out. And behind it, there were all of these broken, rusty pipes spurting water everywhere. And so we washed the dishes for our Thanksgiving feast with a hose through the kitchen window. I went to the oral history workshop.
My mom and I are constantly texting.
Names are such a funny thing.
I saw my Snyder yesterday.
But
umbilical cord.
Not to tell each other
half
about
my childhood,
how our days are
growing
how we
on
feel.
A farm in Iowa.
On one hand, so much is to
a
collect
name
my family
is
a concrete label.
Or how to
and our names
the brush that
rests our identity
in
all of the outbuildings. But it's an identity that's chosen for us, not by us in most situations.
The
when I can't write anything else, I write a sonnet.
We invited
the
my
most important
things
that
she
could have
taught me for Thanksgiving feast anyway.
It diffuses the power.
There's something so beautiful about
the
puzzle of the way.
During her labor, she texted me.
And
the
I think
entire
my parents
time
were trying to prove something.
You can fit words together.
My stepfather
was
asleep in a chair beside her.
But that their whimsical lifestyle
and she was
could result in a beautifully cooked turkey.
Words can be pulled from anywhere.
The life that
in a name you have identity.
First the hot water
but
went.
In naming you have an action.
A
few hours later the
words have such rich histories.
To name
all
is to identify.
Everyone was in
to
town.
Be reading her writing.
And there's something about
to ascribe
a sonnet.
Meaning.
Funnily enough, I was in the bathtub.
My father and I
and my sister
to ascribe identity.
A love poem to words
is to identify.
Our four-square farmhouse.
The love of language.
The love of selection.
Due to the way the house was constructed, I knew exactly the room that I was under.
The love of intention.
We were both floating.
I was under the kitchen, and
I've
never
chosen
born,
a name that's not a joke.
Pipes.
I got out.
And in the very
I told
back
my mother,
corner.
It's a puzzle, really.
The wall, which was made of concrete.
She's
was
a life vessel.
That was
14 lines in iambic pentameter.
And it was covered in barbed wire. There was wire stuffed. It was rusty metal. And so we yanked it out. And behind it, there were all of these broken, rusty pipes spurting water everywhere.
And if you don't subscribe
so
to
the
puzzle,
the dishes for your Thanksgiving feast.
It's an intervention, not a disruption.
I
I went to the oral history workshop.
My mom and I are constantly texting.
Names are such a funny thing.
I also love radio.
Not to tell each other about childhood, how our days are,
growing
how
up
we
on
feel.
A farm in Iowa.
On one hand, so much as to
and the
name
just
calls
a concrete
name. Label,
or how to
and our names
primitive,
intuitive methods of storytelling and
but it's an identity that's chosen for us, not by us, in most situations. When I can't write anything else, I write a sonnet.
We
technologies move on.
She could have taught me for Thanksgiving feast.
But
anyway,
radio isn't a technology.
So beautiful
about the puzzle of the way
it's a transmission of waves.
She texted me
and
the
I think
entire
my parents
time.
Were trying
radio
to
is sound and voice
fit words together.
My stepfather
was asleep
music.
In a chair beside her.
But that their whimsical lifestyle
and she was texting
could result.
Me.
But more than anything, it's connection. Words can be pulled from anywhere.
The life that
in
was
a name, you have identity.
First, the hot
but
it
doesn't matter if you know the person
action,
who made the piece.
A few hours later, the
words have such
doesn't matter if you
retain them
all of
to identify.
It
doesn't even matter if you like it.
And there's something about
to ascribe
a sonnet.
Meaning.
Enough, I was in the bathtub.
Because father, you're invited into their ascribe identity.
A love poem to words
as opposed to identify.
Our four square farmhouse.
The love of language. The love of selection.
The house was constructed. I knew exactly the room that I was under.
The love of intention.
You're both floating.
I was
under the kitchen, and
when
never
she was
chosen
a name that's not a joke.
Pipes.
I got out.
And in the very
I told
back
my mother,
corner,
it's a puzzle, really.
The wall, which was made of concrete,
she was
a
life vessel.
That was
14 lines in iambic pentameter.
And it was covered in barbed wire. There was wire stuffed. It was rusty metal, and so we yanked it out. And behind it, there were all of these broken, rusty pipes. Spurting water everywhere.
And if you don't subscribe
so
to the puzzle,
the dishes for Thanksgiving feast with
it's an intervention, not a disruption.
I went to.
Have you ever thought about a snake on a treadmill?
Names are such a funny thing.
I also love radio.
Not to tell each other about childhood.
Have you ever thought about
how we feel in Iowa? On one hand,
something you've never thought of before.
Calls a concrete label.
That's really a better question.
Intuitive methods of storytelling.
Before,
it's chosen for us.
3 hours ago when I wrote this card, I'd never thought about a snake on a treadmill.
I can't write anything else, I write a sonnet.
We technologies move on.
She could have taught me for Thanksgiving.
I was racking
but
my brain
radio
for something I'd never thought of.
About the puzzle of the way
it's a transmission of waves.
Which
is so hard to do.
And I think parents were trying
radio is sound and voice
words together.
And then someone that I love very much
but that their
thought of something for me.
Could result.
But more than anything, it's connection.
Words can be pulled from anywhere.
The life
that
in
was
a name,
you
have
identity, first the hot water.
But it doesn't matter if
in
you know the person
action,
who made the piece.
A few hours later,
I think it's so hard to think of something new, something that I've never thought of before.
If you like it.
And there's something about because I fall back into this hammock of ideas
that are
familiar.
A love poem to words
is
to identify.
I may arrange my words in different ways to express different intentions, but so often I'm expressing the thread of a thought from before, some sort of intention that I've already conceived of.
It's a puzzle, really.
I'm even thinking of something simple that I've never thought about before.
14 lines.
Something from nowhere. It's delightful.
There was wire stuffed. It was rusty metal.
It's like finding a little plastic gem or something.
There were all of these broken, rusty pipes, spurting water everywhere.
And if you don't subscribe to
the
puzzle,
for Thanksgiving feast,
it's an intervention, not a disruption.
Have you ever thought about a snake on a treadmill? I used to have this pig named Frida.
I also love radio.
And she was mean. Have you ever thought about something you've never thought of before?
My other sister, Ethel, who is now 13 years old.
That's really a better question.
Was
enrolled in a daycare before on a farm. 3 hours ago when I wrote this card, I'd never thought about a snake on a treadmill. And they had two pigs.
Technologies move on.
Frida was one of them. I was racking my brain for something I'd never thought of.
But she bit the ears off the other during a snowstorm.
It's a transmission of waves.
Just so hard to do.
Both ears.
Radio is sound and voice.
Words together.
And then someone that I love very much.
They said, "Well, you have pigs," to my mother.
But more than anything,
she said
it's
yes.
Connection.
Hers can be pulled they said, anywhere. "Maybe she'd get along with your pigs."
Identity first, the hot water.
But doesn't
and she didn't.
You know the person.
She.
It's so hard to think of something.
Didn't bite the ear off
something
one of our five
that I've never thought of,
but she ripped a hole in it.
If you like it.
Not during a snowstorm.
Because I fall back into this hammock of ideas.
Because you're
familiar.
And we had her for a number of years. But my mom felt bad for them when they
may
were
arrange
in the barn,
my words in different ways.
And they'd rather be roaming around and looking for grubs.
But so often I'm
digging
expressing
holes,
floating,
poking up to the porch if they wanted
before.
A snack. And so
some sort of
the barn door was never closed.
Intention that I've already conceived of.
It's a puzzle, really.
I'd be driving home, and I come over
I've never
the hill
about
a half
before.
Mile from my house,
lines,
and there would be the pigs in someone else's, not even their yard, and their crops, and their
it's
livelihood,
finding a
foraging around and trampling God only knows what. Frida wasn't unusual in this.
And if you don't subscribe to the puzzle...
And the farmers threatened us.
It's an intervention.
But nobody listened. We assumed that it was empty. Until one day, Frida came in with a bullet hole through her temple. I don't really know how she managed to struggle back to the farm, but she did. And she died there. And then she was left there, decomposing. We didn't know what to do with her. So my mother called her friend Sam, said, "Will you do something about this?" So he kicked Frida out of the line of our yard so our dogs wouldn't eat her. My mother said, "I don't want to hear about it."